In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Even if these flocks, being watched by night, were destined for sacrifice in the temple, even if they were the paschal lambs without spot or blemish, their blood isn't enough. Only the great and final once-for-all sacrifice of Jesus upon the Holy Cross forgives sins. By virtue of the Incarnation, Jesus offers up God's own true substantial flesh. Pure and holy, without the blemish of sin, guilt, and death, His blood is radiant with the divine glory and avails for all men of all time, even you. And even if these flocks were just ordinary sheep, they still point to Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Thus the whole heavenly host make their announcement and chant their hymn to these shepherds, not to Herod or the priests in Jerusalem. So go with these shepherds to seek the Lord where He's to be found and where He's promised to be. Seek the sign of His coming in the flesh. Make your way to that place where Jesus lay, wrapped in the meager and mundane. Seek Him, for you aren't pure and holy. Like shepherds with dirt, filth, and manure clinging to their shoes, you are defiled and polluted with the dirt, filth, and manure of sin clinging to your soul. You cannot pay what is owed or stand before God. Don't you know His pure divinity is a terror to sinful man, and His inexpressible majesty crushes him? Yet God, whom the highest heaven cannot contain, wraps Himself in your flesh, content to grow in the virgin's womb and be born of her. Jesus comes to answer the law perfectly and obediently for you and in your place. He gives His flesh to the Holy Cross and pours out His blood into the dust to enliven your dusty and parched flesh. God dies your death to purge and cleanse you by His blood, to raise you up to new and everlasting life in His flesh. For unto you is born in the city of David, David's Son, who shepherds you into His heavenly kingdom. Jesus enrolls you not for tax, but in His book of life by inscribing His name upon you in the holy and bloody waters of baptism. He's bread for men, born in the house of bread and laid in the feeding trough, for He feeds you into life by His body and slakes your thirst with His blood. The glory of the Lord indeed shines round about you, as you receive the beatific vision in hearing His word, as you are joined to His death and resurrection in baptism, cleansed in His absolution, and filled with Him in the Holy Communion. Thus the heavens are torn open as the cherubim and seraphim chant their hymn of praise with the shepherds. Peace and goodwill toward men isn't just some vague seasonal sentiment, but it is an objective, concrete, physical reality found in the flesh of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is your peace and God's goodwill toward you. The angels sing, "For in Adam you two were deceived by the serpent, divided from them in strife and cut off from heavenly fellowship. But Jesus is born to reconcile you to His Father and put an end to that old divisive enmity. For if even the ox and donkey know their master and his crib, how much more does death know him who is its demise?" That the birth of Jesus, of God in the flesh, is not some nebulous myth, fable, or morality tale, but historical fact, is demonstrated by St. Luke's interest in names, dates, and places. God actually breaks into human history, He's born during the reign of Caesar Augustus when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. You can actually count the years. Indeed, from Jesus to David, from David to Abraham, from Abraham to Adam. He's conceived and grows within his mother's virgin womb. And we know that is a 9-month process, taking on real flesh and blood. He's born, lives 33 years, and dies a real, physical, agonizing, excruciating death. But after 3 days, he's risen again and seated at the right hand of power. By his birth, Jesus wraps your history into his, for he's wrapped in your flesh and blood. The birth of the Son of God is the beginning of the end. It's the beginning of your redemption. And by his incarnation, there is no pain or woe of yours that is unknown to God. He's known and experienced it all. Jesus takes your sin to give you his peace. He enters history to give you eternity. Jesus is born to die that you would be reborn, never to die again, to live with him in his kingdom where ages never end. So if you're frightened, seek him who lies in the lap of the fairest and sweetest maid. For there is the great divine goodness come in your flesh. If you're bruised and battered by the cares of this world, seek Jesus, the great physician of body and soul. If you're betrayed, abused, divorced, or lonely, seek Jesus, the great and faithful bridegroom of the church. And even if you are rich, happy and well-fed, comfortable, seek Jesus, and he shall bestow the true riches and happiness found only in him. For the Son wrapped in your flesh is placed for you under the tree of the cross. And no tree was ever adorned more beautifully. Its ornaments are nothing less than the blood of God poured out and into your mouth. Its garland, the body of God, hanged in death that you may eat and live. Its light, the incarnate light of the world, strung up to call you to himself, to enlighten you and make you his own. Jesus gives you shelter, life, and joy in himself as a gift. Seek this child who is salvation. Now the power of sin, death, hell, and guilt are undone. For this babe is come not to judge but to save you. In his flesh and by his blood, God terrifies you no longer, but with love and favor consoles and comforts you. God wraps himself in your flesh to bear your sin and cure your infirmity. That's exactly what the shepherds find. They find the little Lord Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes as for death. And like every shepherd after them, called, ordained, and sent by the good shepherd, those shepherds on that holy night did what pastors do. They told others all they had seen and heard about Jesus. They told of the pure Lamb of God who dies in your place to spare you divine judgment. They told that as the swaddling clothes covered his nakedness, so now Jesus covers your shame and nakedness, wrapping you up in his righteousness and innocence in baptism. That Jesus, wrapped in the shroud of death and laid in the grave, has burst its bonds, leaving death dead and defeated forever, ushering you into eternal life. So while Mary's honor is found in the fact that she bore this child, that he received flesh of her flesh and bone of her bone, that she is the Virgin Mother of God, to you is given another honor. as you eat this virgin-born Paschal Lamb. For by grace, this altar is God's feeding trough. And in mercy, he makes your mouth and heart his manger. Here in meager bread and mundane wine, you receive Emmanuel, God with us. This is his abiding presence, his flesh and blood, whereby you are joined to him and he to you. Here you eat the bread of life that not only sustains and nourishes faith, but also bestows life, salvation, forgiveness, joy, and peace forever. To you who walk in darkness, the glory of the Lord shines round about you this night in his flesh and blood. Do not be afraid. Let not the ghosts of Christmases past, present, or future haunt you any longer. Let not your past sins or the future's uncertainty steal tonight's present joy. Salvation is here, in the manger, and now in the font and upon the altar. For the Savior is born for men. He's not distant, but here. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. For unto you is given this day in the city of South Bend a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find wrapped in bread and wine the very body and blood of him who was born in Bethlehem, who died on Calvary and rose again in Jerusalem. And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host, of angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven, glorifying and praising God, saying, Holy, 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 blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Make haste for his holy stable here, and mingle your voice with theirs. Receive this thing which the Lord has made known unto you. O come, let us adore him, not in Bethlehem's small cave, but upon the altar. Know him by the sign given you. And through this baby wrapped in the meager and mundane, salvation is born in you by grace. All your fears are relieved and all your hopes fulfilled. Jesus swaddles you with himself, with his holiness and godliness, with his righteousness and innocence, with his resurrection and life. Merry Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.